Welcome, everyone, to this call. This is an unusual call for us, being on a Tuesday night, and on a subject which we don't normally cover. But if you read my email, you'll understand why I decided to do it this way. And so the topic of this call is Juice Plus in athletes or Juice Plus in sports. And tonight I'm going to try to explain in simple terms the published research on Juice Plus in athletes so that you can explain it, using a lot less words than I will use, but I'm sure that'll make sense to you as I go through. By the way, you can, if you're so inclined, if you're an insomniac or if you're a real expert in exercise physiology, you can download all of the published studies and read them and digest them. I've not done that, haven't felt the need, and I wouldn't have understood them in that detail anyway. So I pointed you in my email announcing this call at a handout that you really need to have in front of you to be looking at, because I'm going to be talking through that handout. If you don't have it now, you can find it by, hopefully you're at your computer, you can go to teamjp.net/sports. That's /sports. And when that comes up, you can click on the graph in the center, and that will bring up in a separate window the handout that I'm referencing. You can also just simply look at that graph for now. Okay, so first, my first kind of disclaimer is please don't misunderstand. Juice Plus is great for everybody. But tonight, we are focusing on athletes because, ironically, while exercise is really important for us, it also has a dark side, exercise that is. So first, let's make sure we're all on the same page regarding terms like oxidation, oxidative stress, and free radicals. You know, these terms have become familiar to us in recent years, but most of us don't fully grasp their meaning because it is a pretty complex subject. So here's a word picture, or actually three word pictures that may help. Imagine a freshly cut apple that's turning brown, a bicycle fender that becomes rusty, and a copper penny that turns green. What do all these have in common? Well, they're all examples of a process called oxidation, also known as rusting. Now, those are examples of rusting, oxidation in the outside world, but something similar goes on inside our bodies all the time. So, for example, we get energy by burning fuel. We burn fuel with oxygen. Nothing burns without oxygen. And so, in a sense, what that means is that our bodies combine digested food with oxygen from the air we breathe. That's a very simple layman's explanation. This is just a normal metabolic process that, unfortunately, even though it's normal, it generates some dangerous byproducts. And these byproducts are called free radicals. I usually joke and say I used to be a free radical when I was young in the 60s, but that doesn't get many jokes these days. I'm not sure if modern audiences understand what that means. But anyway, free radicals are, in biochemical terms, are unstable atoms or molecules that will strip electrons from other molecules nearby in an effort to achieve stability, because they need to replace their missing electron. Now, in the wake of this whole process, they create even more unstable molecules that then attack their neighbors in a kind of a domino-like chain reaction. Now, by the time a free radical chain like this fizzles out, it may well have ripped through vital components of our cells. For example, DNA, nothing much more vital than DNA, like a tornado, causing extensive damage, and much like radiation, same kind of damage that radiation causes. And Dr. Bruce Ames, who is a very famous leading cancer scientist, says that if you don't eat enough fresh fruits and vegetables, you might as well stand in front of a low-level X-ray machine all day long. That's worth remembering. So oxidative stress is the total burden placed on our bodies by this constant production of free radicals. Now, these come from normal metabolism, but also from the environment, so from natural and artificial radiation, from toxins in our air, our food supply, and our water, and from other sources such as tobacco smoke, and even from artificial food colorings and flavorings. And these free radicals come from exercise. So this is the dark side of exercise. It can produce excessive free radicals. Now, the increased oxygen consumption that we get from heavy breathing as we exercise, that also increases our exposure to oxidation, to free radicals. And so does increased caloric intake. So the more we exercise, the more we need to eat food for fuel. And the more food we eat and metabolize, the more free radicals we produce. So it's kind of an unfortunate cycle. Now, the good news is our bodies aren't helpless in the face of these attacks. We have lots of defenses against oxidation, against free radicals, including antioxidants that our bodies produce and those antioxidants that we get or should get in our diets, such as vitamin C, vitamin E, and many others. Now, these antioxidants quench those free radicals by donating electrons to them very generously and cutting off that chain reaction early in its course. And then there are other repair mechanisms that take care of other oxidative damage to our DNA, proteins, etc., etc. Now, our health depends on a balance between that oxidative stress and our antioxidant defense. Aging and age-related diseases reflect the inability of our antioxidant defenses to cope with oxidative stress over time. Now, the good news is that with strong antioxidant defenses, and by the way, most of you on this call, if not everyone on this call, should know that your antioxidant defenses are a whole lot stronger since you've been taking Juice Plus. But the good news is that with a strong antioxidant defense, long life without disease is more than possible, it's probable. In fact, I'm banking on it. So almost all diseases known to man have at their root, at their core, this same oxidative stress and this same free radical damage. So it's a really important thing to understand, hopefully as well as I've explained it, and to be able to very simply explain to others. Now, another result of oxidative stress in athletes is poor recovery and subpar performance with excessive muscle soreness and even permanent damage. Now, over the years, I've run 25 marathons, more than 50 half marathons, and more other races than I can count. And for you runners on this call, and I'm not boasting here, I'm just kind of putting it out there, my personal best for the 26.2-mile marathon was 2 hours, 51 minutes, 7 seconds. That's pretty decent. And my personal best for the half marathon, 13.1 miles, was 1 hour, 18 minutes, 18 seconds, which is just sub 6-minute mile pace. And that's also pretty decent. And I was also a competitive soccer player well into my 50s. So I guess what I'm saying here is that I know what it takes to run far and fast, and I know in particular what it costs in terms of training, recovery, pain, and injury. And I know some of you on this call will agree with that, will also understand that very, very well. So, we mentioned antioxidants. And as I said, our bodies produce antioxidants to protect and defend us against those free radicals. And we get more in our diets if, and it's a big if, our diets are good enough. Because you see, the lower quality of food we eat, the worse are those byproducts of free radicals. Junk food results in more free radicals, which results in more damage inside our bodies. So it amazes me that I know people who understand this, but they still eat junk food. It doesn't compute. But the other side of the coin is that the better quality the nutrition, the fewer free radicals and the more antioxidants we get. Because if we're getting good nutrition, that's typically fruits and vegetables, and that's where the best antioxidants come from, is fruits and vegetables. But the problem is most of us don't get enough. Now, confession time. Back in the day before Juice Plus, my diet was poor. I was a meat and potatoes guy. Nothing green had ever been seen on my plate, and Jenny will confirm that. But to compensate, at least I thought I was compensating, I used to take 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C every day, and I did that for over 20 years. but now we know much better. Here's one recent headline, which is typical of many we've seen in recent years, and the headline was this: taking vitamins C and E after a workout appears to prevent physical exercise from improving the body's energy regulation, a study found. In explanation, it seems that those vitamins, C and E, somehow displace the body's own natural antioxidant defense systems, which otherwise would neutralize the damage caused by free radicals produced during exercise. And so they don't get the benefit. They don't get the benefit of the vitamin C and E that they're taking, and they also don't get the benefit of the body's own antioxidant defense. But what's interesting is that all of the studies that have demonstrated this negative effect on people exercising, of taking traditional vitamin supplements, they all, bottom line, acknowledge that getting our vitamins and minerals from fruits and vegetables is the way to go, because they never produce this negative effect. And that's why, amongst other things, all the experts and the government, they all recommend that we get 9 to 13 servings of fruits and vegetables every single day, and more if we exercise a lot. Because the more intense the exercise, the more fruits and vegetables we need. And in fact, experts recommend as many as 16 to 18 servings of fruits and vegetables for a pretty serious athlete. Okay, let me stop there. I've gone on a bit, but I wanted you to get that for useful background. I hope it's useful. Did all that make sense? Do you have any questions or comments? Anybody?
It all made sense to me, Mick.
Thank you for speaking up, Ginny. I was determined not to speak until someone had said something. Thank you. I appreciate that. And, you know, you can ask more questions at the end if you need more clarification. But I will move on, because that was background. Now let's get to look at Juice Plus research, and then the Juice Plus research in athletes. So going back, when I started taking Juice Plus 19 years ago next month, my golly, it's almost a lifetime, I started taking it only to see if it would help with my running and my soccer. And I did need help, and by golly, it did help. You see, I knew without doubt that Juice Plus was working when, almost exactly 9 months after I started taking Juice Plus, I ran the first of two marathons 6 weeks apart. That was December of 1993 and January of 1994. And I knew from experience that I simply couldn't recover that fast in only 6 weeks. So first of all, when I ran the first of those two marathons about a good 15 minutes faster than I should have done based on my poor training, and when I lowered my time by 11 minutes at the second marathon, and when my recovery after each of those races was better than ever before, and an order of magnitude better, I knew Juice Plus was working. But, you know, even more amazing, and Jenny would confirm this, is that I didn't get sick after either of those races. And that was a new experience. I always got sick after each of my big races. Always a cough, a cold, bronchitis, bronchial asthma, antibiotics. But not this time. Not after Juice Plus. See, that was fine, but my only problem was that I'm an inquiring individual, so I wanted to know why, and I didn't understand why. And it wasn't until a few years later, when Juice Plus research started to be published, that I got my answers, and it made perfect sense. So beginning in 1996, when Juice Plus was only 3 years old, the first published research of brand name Juice Plus in human beings began to emerge, to be published. Over the next few years, the research showed that those like me taking Juice Plus experienced four very significant benefits. First, we saw a significant increase in those important antioxidants, vitamin C, E, beta-carotene, and several others that were measured. And then because of that, we experienced significant reduction in free radicals. These were measured as something called lipid peroxides. More of that some other time. But in the early research, they showed a 66% reduction in free radical damage, and that's really significant. And because of that, we saw significant improvements in immune function. And because of that, we saw significant reduction in DNA damage. You see, there's a cascade of benefits that starts with our antioxidant defenses being stronger and flows all the way through, reduced free radical damage to improve immune function to reduction in DNA damage. And in the year since 1996, 7, 8, we've seen now a total of 21 studies published, and we've seen many other benefits like cardiovascular health and wellness, gum health, skin health, and many, many others published. So going back to that early research, suddenly my results and those of many other people around me made sense. You see, my immune system was much stronger, so my recovery was better, and so was my performance. And even better than that, my lifelong allergies and asthma also improved dramatically. You see, I used to use antibiotics 3 or 4 times every single year of my life because I had a lifelong compromised immune system. And all my running and my poor diet didn't help my poor immune system either. But in the 19 years almost since I've been taking Juice Plus every single day, I've needed antibiotics only 3 times. You see, my immune system has been completely restored. So let's now move to what we came to talk about tonight, Juice Plus research in athletes. Now we understand about oxidation, and we understand the foundational research on Juice Plus. Let's zoom in on that research in athletes. All athletes and the parents of young athletes need to understand the negative effects of exercise. I mean, there are positive benefits, of course, but they need to understand the negative effects as well and how to combat those negative effects through nutrition. And only one nutritional product has ever been clinically proven to protect us against that exercise-induced damage, and that is Juice Plus. Juice Plus is the most thoroughly researched and proven nutritional product in history, and it's been tested on elite athletes in several different environments. So let's look at the handout. Finally, we get to the handout. If you are at that page at teamjp.net, teamjp.net/sports, you can look at the bar graph, but you can also click on that bar graph and up will pop the handout itself. And by the way, that handout, you can look at it and you see it's got a left-hand side and right-hand side. If that is printed double-sided, then you can cut it down the middle and you'll have a half sheet double-sided, and that's really pretty handy, I think. Now, the left side of the page has a good product visual, you know, what's in Juice Plus, and then there's an overview of the research and a mention of the cost and the children's health study. So let's now move over to the right side of the page. Let me first give you some background to the study, the COBRA study, conducted by the University of Graz in Austria, with data also analyzed by the top research team at the University of North Carolina, Greensboro. This study involved 41 COBRAs. That's a nickname for these Austrian Special Forces guys. These are very, very fit young men. Now, they were split into groups who took either a placebo or the Juice Plus Orchard Garden and Vineyard blends. By the way, they took the standard amount, 2 capsules of Orchard, 2 of Garden, and 2 of Vineyard. And they took either placebo or Juice Plus for a total of 28 weeks. So this was a pretty long-term study. They were on a standardized diet and a standardized exercise regimen involving both endurance exercise and using weights. So the results show that they also show the cumulative effect of an increase in their duty hours. You know, these guys, their normal duties are pretty intense at best of times, but during that 28-week study, their duty hours increased 45%, very, very significantly. And that helps explain some of the results we'll see in a moment. Now, each of these COBRAs, 41 of them, they each performed a standard exercise test involving 40 minutes on a stationary bike at the start, at week 0, to establish a baseline, and again after 4, 16, and 28 weeks. Now, we're just going to look at the week 0 and week 28 results, but they also did the exercise and did the study at 4 weeks and 16 weeks. And you can read the detail of that in the full study report if you so choose. The results summarized here in the graph, the bar graph, are based on the groups who exercised to what's called VO2 max 80. There were two other groups who exercised to VO2 max 70 for comparison. But VO2 max 80 is simply stated, it's a measure of the fitness level which is normal for a world-class male endurance athlete in sports such as running, cycling, cross-country skiing. And it's a very, very high level of fitness, way higher than I could have ever aspired to, I'm afraid. Now, the researchers measured what's called protein carbonyls and several other markers. These are all markers of oxidative stress, of that free radical damage, but of a damage that is the result, direct result of exercise. But they also measured other indicators of the training effect, also known as adaptation. This is the all-important process by which we get stronger, fitter, and faster as a result of exercise, breakdown, repair, and recovery. And it's important that they measured that because, as I mentioned earlier, researchers have discovered that taking traditional vitamin supplements can actually block that training effect, which we don't need. So the bar graph that you're looking at, hopefully, shows a summary of the results of this breakthrough study. So let me first explain what you're looking at. The blue bar to the left of each of the groups of three bars, there are, you know, four groups across the page, the blue bar to the left of each of those groups is the baseline at week zero, and it shows the level of protein carbonyls at the start of the study for all the cobras, regardless of which group they are in. The red bar in the center of each of those groups is for the placebo group, and the green bar to the right is for the Juice Plus group. Now, looking under each of the bars, reading across the bottom, you can see the words, you know, before exercise, immediately after exercise, and so on. So you can see that before exercise, at baseline, week zero, the blue bars, all the cobras registered before exercise registered 0.3, and that measure is what's called nanomoles per liter. Now, don't ask me to explain nanomoles. It's the measure they use. I haven't a clue what it means, but it's the quantity of protein carbonyls in their blood as a result of exercise. Now, 0.3 apparently is a normal level of oxidation in an athlete. Now, immediately after their standard 40-minute workout, so the second group, this protein carbonyl level had increased to 0.47. So it had gone up significantly and was slightly higher 30 minutes after exercise. And then looking over on the right side, those bars, 30 hours after exercise, their levels were back to pre-exercise levels, back to 0.3, the blue bar. So just to clarify again, we're comparing baseline at week zero, the blue bars, for all cobras with the results for the placebo and Juice Plus groups at 28 weeks. So the red and green bars are all the results for those other two groups taken after the last of these 40-minute workouts at the end of the 28-week period of the study. So I hope that's fairly clear. So let's look at the red bars. These are the results for the placebo group at the end of the 28 weeks. Even before exercise, over on the left there, you can see that the cumulative effect of their increased duty hours and the increased intensity of their workouts over that period, their protein carbonyl levels are already raised even before exercise. They're at 0.48 compared to 0.3, which is what they'd been at baseline 7 months earlier. And then immediately after exercise, the placebo group's protein carbonyls go to a very high, much higher level, at 0.81. And then 30 minutes after exercise, they go higher still, and they reach three times the level at baseline. Now, we need to understand that this level of oxidative damage is permanent. It's permanent. That's bad news. 30 hours after exercise, so the bar on the right, the red bar on the right, the placebo group are back at roughly the same level as before exercise, but it's still well above normal. So now, let's get to the good news. Let's look at the Juice Plus group. And remember again that these guys had the same raised levels of protein carbonyls immediately after and 30 minutes after exercise as the others at week zero. So looking at the blue bars 0.47, 0.48, the Juice Plus group had those raised levels of protein carbonyls at baseline. Now, 28 weeks later, because of the effect of Juice Plus, we can see those green bars, and they are all at or around about 0.3. They never rise above the normal level of 0.3. I hope you get this. I mean, it's groundbreaking research, guys and gals. The world of exercise physiology and of sports medicine is way excited, and so they should be. Now, come back to the handout. There are three separate articles based on this COBRA study published in three journals. And in the handout, you can see two quotes from these journals below the graph on the handout. So let me just read those to you. Quote, several indicators of oxidative stress, immunity, and illness improved in 41 highly trained men, special forces, consuming Juice Plus for 28 weeks. The Juice Plus group also showed a trend for fewer duty days lost due to illness, with indications of normal, healthy immune status, published in 2007 in the Journal of Nutrition. I mean, that in itself is highly significant. These guys lost fewer duty days to illness and showed all the signs of a normal, healthy immune system, immune status, in spite of the extremes of duty and exercise that they'd gone through in those 7 months. Now, after more analysis of the data, the following was published in Medicine and Science in Sports and Exercise in 2009. This is the official journal of the American Society, or the American College for Sports Medicine. That's pretty significant right there. Quote, exercising at 80% VO2 max intensity, the Juice Plus group, compared to placebo, had lower baseline protein carbonyl levels after 16 and 28 weeks and no exercise-induced protein carbonyl increase. Human mercaptan, I can't pronounce that, but another marker of exercise-induced oxidative stress was also significantly lowered. Now, there wasn't room physically on this handout for the third quote, but in 2010, issue of Medicine and Science and Sports Exercise, that same journal, published a third analysis of the data from this COBRA study, which showed that, quote, 4 weeks of pretreatment with Juice Plus attenuated blood oxidative stress markers induced by eccentric exercise. Now, this was conducted during the first 4 weeks of the COBRA study, and they saw great results in only 4 weeks. Now, what was that all about? Well, during those first 4 weeks, the COBRAs, all 41 of them, some on placebo, some on Juice Plus, completed four sets of 12 repetitions of, I quote, eccentric elbow flexion with their non-dominant arm. So they were basically doing weight exercises with weights in their hands and bending their elbows back and forward. That's a pretty typical exercise to build the bicep muscle, I think. I'm not a weights guy, but that's my guess. And significantly, with only 4 weeks of taking Juice Plus, they saw significant benefits. So, good news, Juice Plus is just as good for weightlifters as it is for endurance athletes. And, of course, we should be doing both, I know. Now, just as important as all those results is this. All the COBRAs who took Juice Plus while experiencing significantly less oxidative damage, as we've said, they fully benefited from their training. So whereas other supplements have been shown to block the training effect, Juice Plus does not. It enhances training while protecting the athlete, improving repair and recovery, and supporting higher levels of training intensity and therefore better performance. So that's why at age 66 this summer, I will be joining another 24-hour relay team to race a 24-hour relay here. I've done five of these in the last 10 years. And God willing, this November, I'll join a group of much younger men on a trek to Everest Base Camp. So God willing, and thanks to Juice Plus, I'll report back and let you know how those go. So, more seriously, That's also why Juice Plus is the official nutritional support for the German, Swiss, and Austrian teams in training for the 2012 Olympics in London this summer, as well as many other Olympic and world-class athletes around the world. Now, if you look at the handout, bottom right, you can see the logo of the German Olympic Federation with Juice Plus in the logo at the bottom right. And next to that logo is more important validation that Juice Plus is perfect for athletes, because Juice Plus is both NSF certified, which means simply that it's safe and it's whole food-based nutrition, what it claims to be, but it's also NSF certified for sports. That means that Juice Plus is safe for any athlete whose sports governing body has a list of banned substances. So this would include the International Olympic Committee and sports bodies such as the NFL, NBA, NHL, and NCAA, plus many, many others. So what conclusion do we draw from this? Juice Plus is simply the real deal. It's proven to be perfect for athletes and all the rest of us, and Juice Plus stands alone in that. And in the words of David Phillips, Dr. David Phillips, sports medicine MD and Ironman triathlete, nothing in the world, with or without a prescription, has been clinically proven to do what Juice Plus does. And by the way, you can watch a short video of Dr. Phillips and even a more lengthy webinar talking about this very subject and read his bio at that page at teamjp.net/sports. Well, that's it. That's all I have to say. Give me some questions. Fire me some comments. Tell me if it made sense. In particular, tell me if you think you can, in simple terms, explain the handout.
Well, this is Jenny. I have a question. Is this handout or this brochure going to be available to the public, like at the conference?
This is, don't tell anybody, but this is me. I produced it.
Okay. I just thought it was very good. It would be something very nice to hand out to someone that you're talking to about sports.
Well, as I said, you can print it double-sided, or you can do as several people have done, and first of all, obviously, change the contact information bottom left to put your own name, your own email, your own website, and so on, your own phone number. But you can take it to a printer and have it professionally printed. Don't think it costs an awful lot. And, you know, they'll print it double-sided. They will cut it down the middle for you, and you'll end up with lots of nice half-page handy handouts to give to people.
Okay. Thank you.
But most importantly, you know, you can hand it to someone, but you need to be able to point to that graph and say, let's make sure you understand what this means, and go through and explain. You know, the blue is whatever, the red is whatever, the green is whatever. Do you think you can explain that? Anybody else on the call?
I think I could. Not in as much detail as you did, but I think I could do it effective enough that they would understand what I'm talking about.
Exactly, and that's my aim. You know, all that stuff, the background stuff, was really just to get everybody up to speed. But you can distill from what I said the essence of it, which is that whereas the placebo group saw this huge increase in oxidative stress damage, the Juice Plus group saw no increase. They were protected totally. I guess that could have been the essence of this call, couldn't it? That one sentence? Somebody else say something, please.
Hey, Mick, this is John Guerrero. I really
Hello,
like
John.
This makes total sense, and this is kind of what I've been looking for, because I know that now that I've been exercising a lot more, people have been noticing that they can tell I've been exercising, and they're now asking me what I'm doing. I said, well, one thing I'm taking Juice Plus, and I can exercise a lot more longer without being sore and feel better about it. So I have some friends who are athletes that are looking at this, and this will really help me explain this to them. I really like this.
Good, thanks, John. And you know, a simple statement you can make to people is, you know, exercise is really important, but we shouldn't just exercise. We should also make sure we're getting good nutrition so that any potential damage we're doing exercising doesn't happen. we're getting the best of both worlds.
Especially now that we found out that, what, the athletes can eat 16 fruits and vegetables a day?
16 to 18. Serious athletes. You know, I'm not talking about most of us.
Yes.
But I know there were going to be a couple of college athletes joining us on this call tonight. I don't know if they did. But, you know, when you work, when you exercise in college, also, you know, serious high school athletes and other athletes of many kinds. You know, when you're working out 6 days a week or 7 days a week and you're exercising 30 to 60 or more minutes each time and you're really working hard, you need protection. You need your antioxidant defense system to be strong as possible. Okay, any other questions or comments?
Just thank you. You did a good job.
Thanks. Tracy, you still on?
Yes, I am. Sorry, I had to hit my...
That's okay, no worries. Do you think you'll be able to simply explain this when we're exhibiting Juice Plus this coming weekend?
I do. Yeah, I get the, again, not in as much detail as you, but I get what Juice Plus does, and so...
Are you excited about that?
I am, yeah, and I actually know a lot of athletes. My husband is a high school football coach, so...
Those two-a-day football players, they, boy, do they need Juice Plus.
Yeah. So it's good for me to be on this call and hear that.
That's great. Thanks, Tracy. Okay, guys, I'm going to call this to a halt. Thanks so much for those of you who came on, and I hope it helped. Take care. Have a great Juice Plus week. And tell every athlete and coach you know about this good news. Bye now.